Hi, and welcome back to Chai Ki Chuski with Anchal Goyal. Aaj kaafi time baad, I am back with an episode talking about my few of the experiences which I have had in past few months. Last time, mujhe bhi nahi yaad, maine kya record kiya tha, kya nahi kiya tha. But pata hai, in kuch months mein, I have learned a lot. I don't know how long that this learning will go with me, but I thought that why not to share what I have learned. I have lost somebody who was the millennial parent, who was the best person God has ever made, a selfless man, somebody who, you know, never cared about himself. I lost my grandfather, aka my father. He was the nicest person. And today I just want to dedicate this whole episode in the memory of him. My grandfather, late Sri Rajkumar Bhaseen, was the man, you know, who never cared about himself. The man who only lives for his family and died just to know that his family will be happy. He was 83 when he went to heaven. I believe he is there. He is listening to what I'm saying. I was his the child. He could even, you know, there's lot to talk about him. So I'll start with, you know, he married my grandmother when they were like chota babies, I would say. Pehle bahut jaldi shaadi ho jaati thi, right? So he married my grandmother not too early in his life. He was working with CDOT at Sanchar Bhavan. He was the senior engineer there. He was the person who helped inventing Motorola phones, which came to India, the mobile phones, the first ever mobile phones that ever came. He dedicated his whole life taking care of his wife, which is rare in, you know, aaj ka time. My grandmother was, you know, a woman with attitude, a woman who loved everything, who loved everything beautiful. She was pretty woman, and my grandfather took care of her so nicely. I would not say that they had those lovey-dovey moments, but yes, if you call caring is love, they were in love. My grandmother suffered cancer for about 24 years for her life. And my grandfather took care of her on every step of her life. He indeed took care of each and every moment she suffered because of the chemotherapy she has gone through with a lot of things. She had bad mood swings. She was full of temper all the time. And my grandfather took it so nicely. And not just about her. He cared about us. We are three brother and sister, and he took care of us like we were their own children, not their grandchildren. Both of my grandparents never ever behaved to me like grandparents. They were always my parents, and the moment I lost my grandmother, I thought that I've lost something in me, but I moved on. I lost her for 2.5 years. She's no more. But I've never stopped living. So I think this is life. We never stop living. We lose, then we move on. It's so easy, right? Even Gita mein bahut acche se mention kiya gaya hai ye cheez, right? Everybody have watched Krishna episodes or something. So yes, that is also a memory of me watching Krishna when I was a little girl. and seeing those things and listening to what they were, but what they actually meant. Now I want to understand that. Now I want to go through with that, because I believe that, you know, when you lose somebody so close to you, your life changes. And at this moment, I want that change to be positive. I want that change to make me something. I want that change so that, you know, all the negativities which I have, they'll not vanish. Of course, I'm a human, right? But I want those negativities to be somewhere, to be, you know, hidden somewhere, which never shows up. Because what my grandfather always wanted from me was just to be happy, no tears, just to be happy and, you know, be the girl he always wanted me to be. I was the bubbliest child he, you know, wanted me to be. And I really wish that I become that one. It will take time, of course it will. I have lost him a few days back. So he went heavily aboard on 26th of July 2021 at 8:30 p.m. So it's a few days, right? So it will take time, and I will keep on recording these few of my episodes to have a memory of him, to talk about what real love is, to talk about, you know, how you can learn from these things, and how, you know, full life we care about our body, we care how are we looking, we spend a lot of money on how to dress up, buying new clothes, buying makeup, buying new things. But at the end, when you're lying on that, you know, what do you call it as? When you're lying there, dead, if the soul is seeing your body lying there and people treating you like nothing, just a body, and putting XYZs, you know, our Hindu mythologically things which has been done, the prathas in everything, that moment, no, I just thought that when I am going to die, I've cared for this body. People know me because physically I am in this body, right? And if people love me, few will love me because I look good physically, hypothetically speaking, and few will love me because I sound so good, few will love me because I did something good, but that has been done with the help of this body which has been given to me, right? I might have a soul, right? I do have a soul, but where is it? Nobody have ever seen the soul, right? So when the time comes when you are lying there lifeless and suddenly you are burned, your body is burned for which you have cared so much, then what? Nothing. What is left? People will cry for a few moments, people will come and console to the people who have left and you know, who lost their loved ones, they'll console. And then what? A big question mark. Everybody's life goes on. I've lost three of my parents. I've lost my father. I've lost my grandmother. Now I've lost my grandfather. Then what? Consoling and everything remains for like a month or so. Not even a month. People don't even console you for a month. But what is left? Left is the good deeds which you have done. If you have loved people, they will have you in their hearts forever. They will have you in their words forever. So I believe that, you know, the day I am going to leave this world, I want that people to remember me because I have done something good. I have done something to help someone or to make someone happy. I believe that I haven't wasted 33 years of my life. I believe that I have some time on, you know, my life clock where I can do good to people, where I can do good to me, good to myself, so that when I go, I won't go with a regret, because I never wanted to live with a regret. So does anybody, right? So now onwards, I'm going to be having my episodes talking about these things, because I want these to get out of my heart now, because I want to live, and I want to live like my grandfather always wanted me to be. I just want that, you know, maybe my experiences or the way I am talking about these things will help someone or anything, you know. So if you have anything that you want to talk about, if you have anything that you want to share, please remember there is someone to talk to. My email address is on the dashboard. So if there is anything that you want to talk about, if you want to be in my episodes, I know I'm not too famous, of course, but if there is anything, do remember there is someone to talk to. So see you again. Hopefully, there'll be an episode soon, and everybody to be in peace. I just wish everybody to be healthy, in peace, and in harmony. Take care. This is See Off from Anchal. Have your chai. Stay healthy. Stay happy.